pray for you, Lord, Father in heaven. Thank you that you are in our midst. We want to bless Esther with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We can wish our hearts to be opened, Lord. We ask for your help. In Jesus' name. Amen. Esther the first one. The third light was the light. And the Lord says, I want to turn on the light in the darkness. The darkness cannot cast out darkness, only light can do that. And this time, there's dark times. But the first thing God did in Genesis was he spoke, let there be light, and there was light. And from that light, created further, the Father put everything in place. And then there was the sun. And then there was also darkness, shadows. But you know what I think? So beautiful. God doesn't leave us in darkness. And if you have darkness, there is no hope. But with God, there's so much hope and so much light. And if you are sick or you are sorrow, you miss somebody, God wishes to bring the light again. And I think God is going to do that today. Hallelujah. When we sing, Lord, be welcome with your spirit. Welcome with the fire that warms us. And light also makes warmth. And in light, everything is open. And we need the light to grow, but also to open us. Think about the flowers. The flowers opens in the light. And I think God today wants to bring the light to you again. And you can close your eyes and I will pray. Father, thank you. You know what we are going through. You know what we need, Lord Father. You know everything. Where it's dark and there is no hope. That we sang, you even know the stars by name. So how can you forget us? But you don't. You know us by name. But you know everything. And I pray, Lord. I pray. Come with your light and your truth. Turn the light on again, Lord, in our hearts, in our thoughts, in our soul, in everything. So we can see again through your light. If we can be in the light, in your light, and if we'll feel your warmth again, Lord, the warmth of your light, the light of your Holy Spirit, Lord, hallelujah. So put that light on in our house, in our family, in our region, and every darkness has to flee from the light. The light is stronger than the dark. I thank you, Lord, that you gave us your Son, Jesus, the light of the world. To live in us, to be in us, with us, and to light up our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are welcome in our house. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we need your fire. We need your fire again, Holy Spirit. Holy God, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, great to be here again. It's a nice congregation, the Shekinah. So lovely. Even the name means the presence of the Lord. And thank you, worship team. It's great to see.
Could you turn on a bit your.
Welcome. Is on?
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, this is time that God says, is there still oil in your light? And more and more, we need the light, oil from the Holy Spirit. And prophets say, in the house of the wise, there is a precious source of oil, but you have to know it. Oil used to be the black gold. But in the Bible, oil is always the Holy Spirit. Think about Psalm 23. He anoints me with oil. In this time, we need oil, the Holy Spirit oil, more and more. We need him to keep the light burning.
We need the Holy Spirit to get moving.
And if you don't have oil, you can't move. So we have to, through the oil of the Holy Spirit, everything will come in motion. We used to have an old Volvo, and there was one thing wrong. And every time there was one thing, it was the light. Just like, oh no, ignore it. It doesn't matter.
It
was the oil filter. And I told him, he said, what? The oil filter? The oil light? He said, no.
Esther,
if you have no oil in your car, you will drive your engine.
You destroy the engine.
And then I thought, this is a spiritual lesson. If you don't have the oil of the Holy Spirit, your worship engine will clutter. And you will do things from your own power. But you need the Holy Spirit. We can do nothing without him. Without the Holy Spirit, he grinds to a halt. Gets burned out. God wants to restore and renew the oil.
I
told about Psalm 23. Thou announced my head with oil. But further it says, let your clothes be white always, cleansed, I suppose. So we want to be not really wet, not the clothes,
but
the things you surround yourself with.
So try to be holy,
try to commit. When you need to live a good, clean life and think good thoughts. It's always in the mind, you know. We think. And if it gets darker, then we start thinking, worrying. It's always the same riddle. At that moment, you just need the oil of the Holy Spirit to unclog those thoughts. I read a book about a sheep herder who was always watching the sheep, but sometimes you have very little flies that put their eggs in the nose of the sheep. And it's terrible. So the little maggots, they work their way up to the brains, and it's terrible for the sheep. Terrible.
He
tries to do it himself, and as soon as the herder sees one of the sheep in need, being tormented by the little, he makes a substance of oil and tar, and he puts it over the sheep's head,
and
it helps. And well, Jesus is our good herder, and he sees your depressions, he sees your needs, he sees the things that happen, the intimidation. So many people are captured by fear.
And
not from the outside, but from the inside. And Jesus, our good shepherd, sees it.
And he says,
do you He just wants to make us free of those thoughts, like a good shepherd. And I got an app, and somebody asked me something. We have a sick member of the congregation, but she has just one wish. She wants to talk to you. I think I'm going to call her Monday. But I got a dream. I heard a voice. It just said, the voice in the dream said, Esther, you have oil on your head. And I thought, hey, this is strange. And I looked up the Bible verse, and I thought, ah, you know what, just do it, do something crazy. So I bought a couple of barrels of oil. And well, I just went on with my things, and I called the older sister, and she said, hey, Esther, you know I'm dying, but you don't have to pray for healing, but I'm just so happy to go to Jesus. And I thought, oh, that's nice, but before I go to Jesus, I had a meeting with Jesus, the older woman told her. And she just, her voice died away. And I said, hey, old lady, are you still here? What are you here? I said, oh no, she died on the phone. So I said, no, Psalm 91. I started to pray it. And, it was still so then I started singing. It was still silent on the other end of the phone. So now I'm going to pray and give it to Jesus. And at that moment, I thought, so my son came down and said, Mom, this was crazy. I said, what happened? He said, I think this sister died on the other end of the phone, and I just prayed for her. And he said, no, you have to call the doctor. And I told it to my husband. And now we see, I have a message through Messenger. And I asked, did you... No? So did you talk to the older sister? I said, yeah, she died. She said, no, she just fell asleep. She just fell asleep. She is so ashamed. She doesn't. She's afraid to call you again. But can you please call her again? So I called her right away. I said, oh, Esther, I'm so ashamed. I said, no, I'm so happy. I thought you died on the phone. And the lady laughed, and I laughed. And, so you were talking about the dream you had from Jesus. Oh yeah, that's right. You know, in my old days, I used to be an artist. And Jesus told to the older woman, do you remember that years ago you make a picture of the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish? Can you remember one of those... one of the statues came broken out of the oven. And yes, Lord, I can still remember. And Jesus told the old woman, if you have such sorrow for a broken piece of clay, how much more is my sorrow for the brokenness of the world? And that's our Lord Jesus, you know. He feels sorrow for the sadness of the world. You know? He's sad about the things that destroyed. We're destroyed. And he knows us. And he sees us. And Jesus is moved through our pain also. And in a dream, Jesus told the old woman, "Do you remember that you had 5 barrels of oil?" And, well, then Jesus told the old woman, "Do you have to tell Esther?" And make her think about it. And, you know, this dear old sweet sister, she said, "Lord, if this is really you, do you want to give Esther a confirmation?" And he said, "Yeah."
So, remember,
so the old woman asked for confirmation and for Esther, you know, and Esther got it because she had also a vision of Jesus, you know, and had bought five barrels, you know, and yeah, that is why I'm talking about it today, the oil of the Holy Spirit. And I will, I made God a promise. I said, "Lord, I will speak about the Holy Spirit oil. And I want to talk to the congregations about it until you say it's good." And this is the time to open your oil barrels. This is the time again of the 10 virgins, the times of darkness. And, don't let your eyes be accustomed to the darkness. Keep the light shining and burning. And don't fall asleep, you know. Be wary. We want to be with the five wise virgins that had the oil.
In
Matthew 20, it says, so there were 5 wise and 5 foolish, and all 10 of them fell asleep. And I just think about it, even people with the Holy Spirit fell asleep. And this is like for us also, you know, we have to keep vigilant, be awake, be filled. And the 5 wise ones had oil, and the 5 foolish said, "Give us some of your oil." And there's a lesson in this. They said, "No, you have to get your own oil." And this is a meaning for these times. You cannot just live alone. No, live alone with the other Christians. Put your trust in the prayers of your family and your friends. It's getting the time that you have to wake up and get the oil before it's too late, you know, from Jesus, the oil family. That's important. I'm going to read from the Bible. We hear it from Joke. Jesus is our Redeemer, and he uses all kinds of things. And now we're going to read from the widow, the Bible, that had to be relieved from debt. It's in 2 Kings 4, the oil of the widow. The oil of the widow. So, you know, widows, they have a lot of sorrow, and she had to let go of lots of things. And you know what I see lately? There are lots of disciples of the Lord are being put in their houses. And she's just talking about the people she lost in the last 5 months. So they all went to the Lord. So they had the heavenly upgrade. And I was struggling about it, of course. I said, yeah, what's going on? My mother, my spiritual father, my spiritual friend, everybody died. Then I saw an image. I saw like an army. So I saw like a vision of just people being brought home to God. But I also saw the people behind that. They have to stand up, you know. The baby Christians have to do it themselves. So that's the way it is, you know. The old people get the heavenly upgrade. And then the body of Christ is a little bit weaker, you know. So we have to stand up, and we have to fill those places, because we have to be filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit, so we can be a shining light for our brothers and sisters and the people around us. And how are we going to reach about the widow? So so like Esther, the widow was also complaining that one of the servants of God was taken, and in the Bible the widow got in need because I guess your servant, my husband, is dead. So her husband died and she got in debt. And she had to let go of everything, you know, her husband, her house, there was a debt, the sons in the slavery, everything sold. So she called upon the prophet, you know. And Elisha, who came to the rescue, said, what can I do for you? And I think this question that God wants to ask you today, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? So we can speak out to God what we need, you know, like the widow spoke out to Elia. And Elia told the widow, tell me what you have in house.
She says,
I have nothing at home. There is nothing left, Lord, that I have. I have to let go of everything. Everything is gone. I have nothing. But there's this one little, very little jar of oil. Maybe you are here today and you think, I had to let go of everything.
But,
you know, maybe you feel like the widow, you had to let go of everything you love and hold dearly. But remember, you still have a little bit of Holy Spirit oil. And you know what happens with the oil? So do you know how olive oil is created? It's a process.
Just
goes through and through, and it's pressed on the last. But fortunate for us, Jesus did it all. Jesus opened the way. to the, so we can have the Holy Spirit oil. Even Gethsemane means olive press. And he asked. And thank God Jesus went away to set the oil free for the world, to set the Holy Spirit free for the world. And we can always thank him for it. And if we think, no, Lord, I don't need the Holy Spirit, it's okay. Actually, then you say, Lord, you didn't have to die for me. You have to have the Holy Spirit. You know. So precious. And maybe you are like the widow. And you say, I have nothing. But only a little oil. Then she gets the commandment. Go in your house, close the door, get up everything, all the fats and jars and gallons and everything. So he commands her, get barrels, don't be shy, get a lot of barrels, ask your neighbors. And you have to believe that, like the widow, there will be a miracle in your life. And she just gets those barrels, you know, and he says, and pour out the oil, that little last oil you have, start pouring it out. So it's an act of faith. Often we say, Lord, fill my barrels so I can go out in the world. But no, first you have to pour in faith. So it's like, start making those steps in faith. And the Lord will open the doors and open the way. Just act in the Holy Spirit and good things will come. And maybe you recognize yourself, maybe you think, I'm empty. But don't forget, you are here. You are still here. You still have a little bit of oil.
We can just
through the Holy Spirit I believe today God wants to stir up things for you. It's like the wise that lives above a source of oil, that God today wants to open those sources of oil for us all. But it starts with making a choice in your heart. So it's the other way around. God wants to make it happen. Amen. Maybe you are here. My light is a little bit out. My barrel is dried out. I did it all for my own power. Maybe that's the way you feel. But for this season, you need the Holy Spirit, man. Lots. I mean, now we're gonna, if you wanna receive more of the Holy Spirit, just open your eyes, open your arms, and we're going to pray for it. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. That you want to open the things for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your word says, under the house of the wise, there's a precious source of oil. But sometimes, Lord, you have to drill for it, you know? Drill through the layers of disappointment, the layers of sorrow. Thank you, Lord, that today you say, that the source of the our oil be opened in our midst, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There will be a happening for your spirit, soul, and mind. Lord Father, I ask you that you cleanse us and fill us, refresh us with your Holy Spirit. And you take away the sorrows in our minds, Lord. Clutters up our thinking and cluts up our prayer engine, Lord, and the engine of our faith, Lord. Please come with your Holy Spirit. And if the enemy is reaching out towards you, we will not be able to reach you. Father, I pray, fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, in our house, in our life, in our car, in our needs. Lord, come with your Holy Spirit and help us. We know you will do a great miracle, Lord. Amen. No more sorrows, Lord. No more shortage of the Holy Spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of King Jesus, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts again. Fill us with your words of wisdom, Lord. Words of power, words of comfort, words of knowledge, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, now we're going to sing. Fill my soul again, Lord. Fill me again, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit, fill again our hearts. Yes, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, that your oil comes into our hearts, Lord, and bathes, Lord, and heals our sorrows, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That you work in the areas we are stuck, Lord. We can no longer function, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you give us healing, spiritual and physical also, Lord. Through your Holy Spirit, everything will go in movement, Lord. Hallelujah. Come, Lord, with your oil of healing, Lord. Your oil of healing, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Refresh our minds, Lord. Let's sing one time more again. Yes, Lord, fill us again with your Holy Spirit.